Somebody said some another question about the spiritual world. With Krishna, there is no end, bitter or sweet, in the love story of Krishna. It's a never-ending spiritual bitter or sweetness. This duality conception is so ingrained. Krishna says in Gita, maybe 7th chapter, Icha Dvesha Smutina Dvandva Mohina Bharata. He says the living entities are born into this world of duality with desire and envy. There were Icha Dvesha Smutina Dvandva Mohina Bharata. Dvandva Mohina, we're bewildered by dvandva, we're bewildered by dualities. So this is another dual, bittersweet. But it's not like bitter. Krishna's love, in Sanskrit, natya, it says madaram samapayat. Madaram samapayat means everything ends on a sweet note. All Krishna's lilas are sweet, they always end on a sweet note. There's no bitterness there because it's Madhurya Dham. He's Madhurya Purushottam. Krishna's Madhurya Purushottam. Radharani's name is Madhuri. Madhuri means sweet, and Madhuri means beautiful and sweet. Madhuri Radha, sweet and beautiful. And Krishna's Madhurya Purushottam. He's the Supreme Personality of sweetness. And we're worshipping this. What we're worshipping is sweetness. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhurya Bhagavata Sar. So the essence of Bhagavat says, Madhurya Bhagavata Sar, the essence of Bhagavan is sweetness. So this is the Shastras are telling, Madhurya Bhagavata Sar, the essence of Bhagavan, the essence of Krishna is sweetness. And we're worshipping sweetness. Krishna's form is sweet, Rupa Madhurya. Krishna's playing of the flute is sweet, Vena Madhurya. Krishna's lilas are sweet, lila madhurya. And Krishna's love is sweet, prema madhurya. Rupa Goswami explains this. So everything is sweet, even separation. Separation in the material world is bitter. It's very bitter to be separated from one you love. But in Goloka, separation is a greater ecstasy than union. When Radharani is with Krishna, she feels one Krishna with her. Sees one Krishna in front of her. When she's separated from Krishna, she sees Krishna everywhere and feels Krishna's presence every cell of her body, every part of her existence. And that, when you're feeling and seeing Krishna everywhere and feeling Krishna's presence and you're saturating your whole being, that produces ananda, because Krishna is rasa sarup. Rasa is made of bliss. So Krishna is rasananda murti. Radhe, Radhe.